हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः Even though we have seen the meanings of the mantras of the Ashtamaha Anuvakaha, the eighth section, still we are seeing the Bhashyam part of the section. Let me remind you, the Purapakshi, when Bhagavad Pada established, knowledge alone is enough for moksha. Nothing needs to be combined with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. This was made very clear in his commentary following that mantra. Basically, it started with the three questions. There are three questions. What happens to the person, jnani, after the death? Does he become one with Brahman or not? The other question was, what happens to a jnani, whether he becomes one with Brahman or not? And the other implied question was, whether Brahman exists at all or not? So, whether Brahman exists at all or not, that question was taken for discussion. And it was beautifully established, definitely Brahman exists. And various reasons are beautifully presented also to the existence of Brahman. So, by finding an answer for that question itself, Brahman exists. Actually, the answer for that, what happens to a jnani after the attainment of jnanam, that question becomes answered. And what happens to a jnani, that question need not be answered. That question becomes dropped. This is how the question becomes resolved actually. This is how the teaching was presented in the beginning. Then in that context, what is needed for the moksha is only jnanam. Because the entire bondage is caused by ignorance, and it is knowledge which is required for resolving the ignorance. Resolving the ignorance is the means of discovering the freedom, freeing oneself from bondage. For resolving ignorance, what is it? Only jnanam, not anything else. It was said, it was then the Purapakshi picked up. Okay, now come to the class. Purapakshi said, see, knowledge of Atma, knowledge of Brahman, or knowledge of Atma, is not enough to attain Brahman. And he gave the example. If a person has knowledge of the road, path to reach a village, having the knowledge of the route to reach a village is not enough for a person to attain the village. that knowledge of the route, the path, should be combined with the relevant action of going there in order to attain the village. The same way here also, knowledge of Brahman is not enough to attain moksha. Knowledge be combined with other karmas. Because Shastram itself prescribes many karmas, rituals, upasams, etc. Then it was made very clear by Bhagavad Pada. Knowledge of the road to reach a village, of course, must be combined with the action. Knowledge must be implemented in the form of action to reach a village. Whereas here, Brahman or moksha, moksha and Brahman being identical, one and the same, happens to be one's own swarupam, non-different from oneself. There is no attaining or reaching required, no action needs to be combined. Jnanam itself is enough. It was said. Hope you all remember all those lessons. Okay. The reason was given. Why? Mokshaha. So Purapakshi says, I'm coming to the point now. We did this portion already, but I wanted to take because we missed one class. Ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham brahma vijnanam paraprapto sadhanam upadishyate iti chet. The Purapakshi, if the Purapakshi is holding on to the view that paraprapto brahma vijnanam sadhanam upadishyate. Very interesting, very important bhashva. A lot of clarity is going to come hereafter. From this portion onwards, Bhagavad Pada's commentary is going to give us amazing clarity after the discussion of this and in the rest of the portion, what we're going to see. Okay? Because we are seeing after 2 weeks of break, so I had to take you back where we left. So Purapakshi's question is this. Why I'm starting from here again? Because everything is... Now, Purapakshi's questions will be based on the answers given by Shankar Bhagavad Pada. They must be thorough with all the answers. The first he says, Ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham brahma vijnanam paraprapto sadhanam upadishyate. This is his view. So Shankaracharya says, if that is the view held by a Purapakshi, what is the view? Paraprapto means what? In attaining moksha, in the attainment of mokshaha. What is param? Param is the absolute end. Absolute end, the ultimate end goal is that accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished. As it were, there's nothing greater than moksha. The word paraha, param here means mokshaha, the ultimate goal. Absolute goal. And paraprapti means parasya prapti, paraprapti. I have decided to be slow like this because of, okay, I have interaction with all the people. I thought subject because this portion, the whole Bhashyam part is very important for enhancement of clarity. So I'm going to be very slow hereafter. So parasya prapti, paraprapti. So paraprapto means what? In the attainment of the absolute goal, mokshaha, brahma vijnanam sadhanam. Sadhanam means the means is brahma vijnanam, knowledge of Brahman. Brahma vijnanam sadhanam paraprapto upadishyate. So knowledge of Brahman is said to be the means of accomplishing the ultimate goal, mokshaha. But that brahma vijnanam alone is not the means. He says what? Ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham. Ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham. I did this already, but I'm repeating because it was not very clear for some people. Last class, previous class was not good. And the last class we missed. So I have starting from here. Ukta karmari means what? Karma means the rituals. And Adi Shabda stands for upasanam, meditation. Karma and upasanam. So the ritual and the meditation. The rituals and meditations have been discussed in the Sikshavali. Therefore, ukta karmadi sadhanani means disciplines in terms of performance of rituals and practice of meditations, which has been already prescribed or discussed in the Sikshavali, should be combined with the jnanam, Brahma Vijnanam. So Brahma Vijnanam requires apeksham, he says, sadhana apeksham. So in the attainment of moksha, Brahma Vijnanam has the requirement of other means in terms of performance of ritual and practice of meditation to be the means of attainment of moksha. Paraprapto Brahma Vijnanam sadhanam, but ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham. It not mere Brahma Vijnanam, but Brahma Vijnanam combined with the rituals and meditations which have been discussed before, okay, alone becomes the means of attainment of moksha. This is the Purapakshi's view, okay. So Shankaracharya says, if this is the view, upadish iti chet, if this is your view, Shankaracharya wants to give an answer. What the first answer he gives? No. Na. It means that no, Brahma Vijnanam, the knowledge of Brahman need not be, cannot be combined with any action, any karma or upasanam, anything else as a means of attainment of moksha. So that na means what? Na means no, Brahma Vijnanam does not have the requirement of combining itself with any practice of meditation or ritual as to be a means of attainment of moksha. Okay? Then he says, why? The reason he gives now. Nityatvat mokshasya. Moksha, you can give, make that answer. Point number one. Mokshasya nityatvat. Mokshasya ityadina pratyuktatvat. Already it has been clarified. Pratyuktam. This pratyukt, already it has, this doubt was raised. Already reply was given. It has been replied. What is that? That moksha does not require anything other than the jnanam. Which means there's action, moksha, the jnanam need not be combined with the karma or upasanam. This has been already explained, already answered. Because mokshasya nityatvat. There's a reason. Mokshaha nityaha iti karanataha. How do you write it now? Mokshaha nityaha iti karanataha. Mokshasya nityatvat is Bhagavad Pada's wordings. What a simple samskritam. Mokshaha nityaha iti karanat. Moksha is timeless. Moksha is eternal. Why moksha is eternal? Mokshaha meaning freedom, implying happiness. The word moksha meaning freedom, implying happiness, happens to be the very nature of the reality. Okay? And reality is timeless. Reality is timeless. So, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, implied by the term Brahman, is timeless. The very word Brahman means what? Brahman itself says the reality, what is implied by the term Brahman is timeless, spatially limitless, and object-wise limitless. That which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness is Brahman. Therefore, reality is limitless, time-wise limitless, timeless, eternal. Therefore, moksha nityaha. And the nature of the reality also nityaha. Freedom is eternal. Happiness is eternal because it's the nature of eternal reality. Vastu nityam. Nityam vastu. Vastunaha swarupmapi nityam. Is it? You can't say fire is something and the heat of the fire comes and joins it later on. No. If fire is, the intrinsic nature of the fire is heat, means inseparable. The same way here, nature of the reality is happiness, fullness, timelessness. Therefore it is, happiness is timeless. Reality is timeless, therefore freedom is timeless. Mokshaha nityaha. Freedom is timeless. If timeless freedom cannot be attained as a result of time-bound action, this was already explained. Action is time-bound. Any function is time-bound. And accessories involved in performing any ritual or practicing meditation also, accessories involved in activities also are time-bound. Therefore, time-bound action, which is dependent on time-bound accessories, cannot produce timeless result. So, result of action also must be definitely time-bound. And moksha is nitya, therefore, timeless freedom, which is the swarupam of the timeless reality, Brahman, cannot be attained as a result of action. So there's no need for jnanam to be combined with any karma or upasanam. So mokshaha nityaha is the reason number one, why jnanam need not be combined with karma and upasanam, because mokshaha nityaha. Karma upasana phalam are time bound. That's what reason number one. And this answer has been already given. That's what Acharya says in the first line. Na, after na, what reason? Mokshasya nityatvat. Okay. Then he says, another reason he gives. Shruti hicha. The second reason he gives is what? Anupravesha Shrutihi. He quotes Anupravesha Shrutihi. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. And here also, this Anupravesha Shrutihi, the statement of Shruti which discusses the entry of Paramatma into the creation, that also, even though there's no real entry, what it, this Anupravesha Shruti, what it states is, Paramatma already there obtains as the very self of everything that is here as part of the creation. Already it is there as the very self, obtaining in the very creation. Karyasthasya tad atmatvam darshayati. Even this Anupravesha Shruti also reveals that Brahman, reality being the very nature of, very swarupam of everything that is created. Reality is there as the very truth of everything that is creation, already there. Which means, Brahman being the very self of every individual, one's own self, it cannot be attained. So Anupravesha Shruti reveals Brahman being there as the very self of everything, every being. And Brahman being the self of every individual being, being one's own self, it is something to be discovered, cannot be attained. Attainment is always of something which is away from oneself, other than oneself. Brahman happens to be one's own self, it cannot be attained. Second reason number two. Okay, moksha nitya, that's the reason number one. And atma, brahman, being the very self, atma, essential nature of every individual, it cannot be attained. What can be attained, what is to be attained, is should be something away from oneself, other than oneself. Remember, the second reason also was given. I'm only just repeating what we have already seen. So, karyasthasya tad atmatvam darshayati. So, anupravesha shruti reveals the fact of Brahman obtaining as the innermost self of every being. Therefore, being the innermost self, the very truth of oneself, it cannot be attained, need not be attained. Is it clear? Point number two. We'll go to second, third. Third point is abhaya pratishtha upapattescha. What the third reason? Abhaya pratishtha upapattihi, possibility of attaining the fearlessness. Why? What is the possibility of attaining? See, one is the self-knowledge. When a person discovers the Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, when a person attains the Brahma Jnanam, he discovers the Brahman reality as one's own self. And if a person attains Jnanam as one's own self, attains the Brahma Jnanam, in the wake of which, when he discovers the Brahman being one's own self, in the light of the knowledge, a person does not see a second thing other than the self. This is satyam, okay? Unless and until a clear vision happens, it is not possible for one to see a second thing being not there absolutely. Relatively, one can see the world of duality. One can perceive relatively the duality will be there, plurality will be there, but absolutely one will not see a second thing other than the self. So not seeing a second thing other than the self is possible only when a person has clear ascertained vision of the absolute reality, Brahman being one's own self. When a person does not see a second thing and he sees everything else as mithya, a second thing being not there, there's no second thing which can do any harm or harm to oneself. Therefore, in the wake of the clear vision of reality being one's own self, a second thing being not there, not seeing a second thing, a person becomes free from the phenomenon called fear for good. One reason. Two reasons why a person attains fearlessness. A person has a steadfast vision of fearlessness being one's own surupam. Why? First reason, as he does not see a second thing in the wake of the knowledge. Second thing, he understands the nature of reality being immortality. Two factors. What makes a person discover fearlessness? A person can discover fearlessness when a person sees a second thing being not there, when a person understands immortality being one's own nature. Okay, therefore, abhayam pratishtham vindate. So attainment of fearlessness or discovery of fearlessness in self-abidance also is the proof for saying that knowledge need not be combined, cannot be combined with any karma or upasana. So Acharya says, only as long as ignorance is there, it is possible for one to see the duality to be a reality. See, in the way, before jnanam, when a person is ignorant also, duality will be perceived. Duality is naturally effortlessly perceived even in ignorance. And even after the attainment of jnanam also, one will continue to perceive duality. So in ajnanam, in remaining in ignorance, remaining an ignorant person, remaining as an ignorant person, one perceives duality. Even after the attainment of jnanam also, one perceives duality. But what is the difference? Remaining as an ignorant person, when a person perceives duality, for him the duality perceived is real. Very real. As a result of which he because he perceives the duality to be reality, therefore the world is real for him. Therefore he becomes dependent on the world also for his happiness and security. And that is how he becomes bound. Okay, dependence is bondage. Whereas in the wake of the jnanam, remaining, abiding in one's own self, when a person experiences, still a person continues to see the duality, but he does not see the reality as real, duality as reality. He sees duality as mithya. There's the difference. Ajnani perceives duality. Ajnani also perceives duality. It is not possible to give up the perception of duality even after the attainment of jnanam. Only thing is, jnani knows the world of duality which is perceived. In spite of perceiving it, experiencing the duality, jnani knows it is not real. It is mithya. Again, he is not dependent on the world of the world also for his happiness and security, because he is self-dependent. In the wake of the jnanam, having discovered one's own sarupam being fullness of happiness, jnani becomes absolutely independent of the world. So for him, it's mithya. It is non-separate from oneself. He sees the whole world of duality being non-separate from oneself. In spite of experiencing it, it is mithya for him. Whereas for ajnani, it is world of duality which is experienced or perceived is very real. Is it clear? This is the difference. Therefore, so duality is caused by ignorance. Caused by the perception of duality is real because of the ignorance of the truth of duality. So Bhagavad-pada says, seeing anything and anything other than oneself is because of ignorance of the self. As long as a person remains ignorant of oneself, it is possible for one to see a second thing. It is possible for one to see the duality as reality. It is possible for a second thing other than oneself as long as the person remains ignorant of the self. Whereas in the wake of the jnanam, one can understand the duality. In spite of perceiving the duality, one can see the world of duality being mithya. In the wake of the jnanam, one can see the world of duality being mithya. As long as a person remains ignorant, he sees duality to be satyam, real. Therefore, I'm sure you remember this example. Dvitiyasya chandrasya asatvam yad ataimikirena chakshushmata na grihyate. Ataimirikaha chakshushman. Means what? The person whose vision is not impaired by cataract problem, whose vision is not disrupted, distorted by the problem of cataract, was a clear vision. So, Ataimirikaha Chakshushman, the person who has a clear vision, whose vision is not impaired by the problem of cataract, Dvitiyasya Chandrasya Asatvam Grihyat. Na Grihyate means what? He does not, seeing a second moon, the second moon is not taken to be real. The second moon is not real. Even though it looks as a second moon is there. For him, there is no second moon. There is only one moon. Why? Has a clear vision. But as Taimirikaha Chakshushman, Taimirikaha Ataimirikaha, Timiram means cataract, okay? The impaired vision. Taimirikaha Chakshushman, the person with the impaired vision, sees the second tomb, sees the second moon. He takes it to be real. In the same way here, he gives example. Avidyakritatve vidyaya avastutva darshana upapattihi. Only when a person sees, second thing other than the self, definitely that seeing a second thing other than the self itself is purely because of the self ignorance. If the clear vision of the self is there, one will not, absolutely one cannot see a second thing being there. Even though he perceives relatively duality, even as a jnani, it is possible for him to see the duality relatively, but absolutely he knows there is no second thing. Why? The duality, what is anything other than oneself is mithya, which is non-separate from oneself. Isn't it? Therefore, the same way, what he says is, so Brahman is one's own surupa. There's no second thing other than Brahma. There's no second thing other than the Atma. All that is only Brahma. And that Brahman happens to be one's own self. And the moksha happens to be the very nature of one's own self, Brahman. Moksha requires only jnanam, not a combination of any karma or upasanam. Is it clear now? Yeah. So this has been already. Now we are going to come to the, we have come to the new lesson today. Today's class. Now Purapakshi comes with a new question and doubt based on what has been said by Shankar Bhagavatpada. Based on the answer given by Shankar Bhagavatpada, he comes with a new question. What did Bhagavatpada say? There is no second thing other than Brahman. And that Brahman, the truth of the whole universe, happens to be the very content of I, one's own self. One need not, cannot attain Brahman. Okay? Therefore, one has to only discover Brahman. Once a person discovers Brahman, and moksha is the very surupma of Brahma, their moksha becomes accomplished as it were. Atma jnanam is Brahma jnanam. Brahma jnanam is moksha jnanam. Moksha jnanam is moksha praptihi. So self-knowledge is knowledge of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Knowledge of the entirety of the cosmos is knowledge of what freedom is. And knowledge of what freedom is nothing but freedom being, knowledge of freedom being one's own nature. Unasurupa. Is it clear? Therefore, attainment of freedom does not require anything other than the knowledge. Okay? There's no need for karma or upasam to be combined with the jnanam. It's been very clear, made very clear. Now, Purapakshi comes to the next question. Today's class. Naivam na grihyate. Na evam na grihyate. Iti chet. In this context, I want to give another example. See, when a person mistakes the rope for a snake, let me make an example. Very important question, important part. See, there is a rope. To make this, first of all, Purapakshi's question, let me make it very clear. If there is a rope and there's ignorance of the rope, because of the ignorance of the rope, a person mistakes the rope for a snake. What is his rope is not known. Therefore, the rope is mistaken for a snake. But what happens? Somebody else goes and then seeing this snake, which is not really there, causes the fear, which is likened to samsara. Isn't it? So in order to get rid of the fear, the person cannot kill, destroy the snake because there's no real snake. No action is required. Killing, destroying, undoing. No action is required for a person to get rid of the fear caused by snake. Because there's no real snake. All the fear is caused by the erroneous perception of the rope as a snake. All that the person needs is, he needs to see that there is no snake at all. To see there's no snake at all, the person should see what is his rope. So in the wake of the knowledge of what is rope, the snake resolves the very rope, and along with the snake, even the fear caused by the snake also resolves. Once there's a rope is there, isn't it? Then there's no more snake. With example, okay, when a person discovers the snake rope as a rope, the snake is not there anymore. One will not see the snake again. This is, with reference to example, this is the fact. But here, with reference to the universe, entire cosmos, you do not know what is the truth of the entire cosmos. And you somehow, with Shastra Pramanam, with the help of the Shastra, when you repeat a Shravanam Manam, going through all the disciplines, when you discover the truth of the cosmos, being abstract, formless reality, and we arrive at that formless reality with the help of the Shastram as the very content of I, as the essential nature of the individual, as one's own self, then you claim that abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahman as oneself. It is possible for you to say Aham Brahma Asmi. Even after attaining the knowledge of one's own self being Brahman, Brahman obtaining as one's own self, still the perception of duality will continue to be there. This is the difference. For the sake example, once you discover rope being rope, you will not see a snake again. But that is the difference. Understand? The example is okay. But here, even after the attainment of the reality being one, secondless and non-dual, still a jnani will continue to perceive the duality. Perception of duality cannot be denied, cannot be removed. It continued to be there. It will not go like that. Therefore, the Purapakshi says. So what he says here, na evam, see, unless I tell you, you can't understand anything here. Na evam, na grihyate iti. What he says, It is not na evam. It is not so. What does it mean? Evam na grihyate. Evam na grihyate means what? It is not understood in the same way. What he means is, even after the attainment of jnanam, a wise person continues to experience a duality. See, attainment of knowledge of oneness of reality, non-dual reality, will not remove the perception of duality, cannot remove the perception of duality. Perception of duality will continue to be there, but only thing is, you will know the duality is not real. A jnani knows cognitive appreciation of duality being mithya will be there, but he will not mistake the duality to be real, for the world to be real. He will not be dependent on the world of duality for his happiness or security. For him, for a jnani, world will not be a source of unhappiness, source of happiness, nor is aspiring for unhappiness. Jnani does not have any passion, aversion towards the world. In spite of seeing it, at the same time, jnani will see the world to be non-separate from oneself. In his vision, he knows, I, the knower, am the whole. If a person has ascertained clear vision of the reality, that must be his understanding, that he should see, in spite of seeing the experience of the duality as an individual, relatively, absolutely, he knows what is there is only Brahma, is only mithya. Mithya. Okay. So, but here, Purupakshi says, na evam na grihyate. Evam na grihyate means what? It is not perceived so. The duality is still perceived, even after the attainment of jnana, which means the duality does not disappear. The world does not disappear. Like after the knowledge of the rope as a rope, snake disappears. But after the knowledge of the self as Brahman, self being Brahman, still the word duality continues to be there. I mean, the world of duality does not disappear. Okay, this is the duality continues to be there. This is Purupakshi's question. So, na evam na grihyate means, it is not that the duality, the world of duality, is not experienced or perceived after correcting the error in the perception of the world. In the wake of the jnanam, error in the perception of the world becomes corrected. What is the corrected understanding? The world is the duality which seems to be there, seemingly there. It is not really there. It is mithya. Before the jnanam, the world is very real. Duality is very real. Therefore, it is a source of happiness. It is responsible for unhappiness. This is the erroneous perception of the world. So, no change happens. Only perspective change alone happens. In the wake of the jnanam, no change happens physically, but the change happens only, the perspective change alone happens. What the perspective change? I still perceive the world of duality, but the world of duality is not real. It is mithya. Why? It has no independent existence. It is non-separate from me. Understand? This is the answer. But Purupakshi is asking, evam na grihyate means, even after the attainment of jnanam, even after the correction in the perception error correction of the errant perception of the world, still a jnani continues to perceive the world of duality. So Acharya says, na, very subtle answer, na. Sushupta samahitayoho agrahanat. What he says, what is real is, what is satyam? What is absolutely real is satyam. Satyam is that which exists always beginninglessly, changelessly, independently, endlessly. Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, that which exists alone is satyam. Okay. But here, what about this world? The world is available for experience only in the waking state. And again, maybe you can say in dream world is available for experience in the dream state. But that's the time the world disappears. Isn't it? So, that which comes and goes, that which comes and, that's what jayate gacchati iti jagat. The world comes and goes, jayate gacchati iti jagat. Again, it has no independent existence. It comes and goes. So he says, Acharya says, sushupta samahitayoho agrahanat. Okay, the world of duality is perceived by a jnani also in the waking state. But the world of duality disappears for everybody in deep sleep state. Not only for a jnani, not only for ajnani, ajna or ajnani also. In deep sleep state, sushuptau jagataha agrahanam. Dvaitasya agrahanam, we can say. In deep sleep state, for a jnani, for ajnani, for everyone, the world of duality is not available for experience. There is no perception or experience of duality in deep sleep state for a jnani and also for ajnani. Then, one more example he gives, one more instance. Samahitaha. Samahitaha means the person who remains absorbed in the vision of the truth, result of contemplation, or even leave the alone contemplation. Even when a person is given to the practice of meditation, simple meditation also, your person remains in samadhi. What is samadhi? Having one's attention absorbed, totally absorbed in one given thing. Then everything else will disappear. So in samadhi anubhavaha, samahitaha means a person who has samadhi experience. In samahitaha. So sushupta samahitayoho, for a person who is in deep sleep state, and for a person who remains in samadhi, for them also the world of duality disappears. Means one does not experience the world of duality. Sushupta samahitayoho agrahanat. It is not, so what, why Shankaracharya gives this answer? What is satyam? Remember that. Satyam is why jagat is mithya. Even though it is perceived, still it is not real for a jnani. But still, just because it is perceived, we cannot take the world to be real. Why it is not, okay? Real is that which has no beginning, which has no end, which has not undergone any change, which is not dependent on anything else for its existence, that alone is real. Satyam is that which is always there, whereas the world of duality comes and goes. It is not there in deep sleep state. It is not there means what? It is not available for experience. Again, even for a person who is in samadhi, you know, the world of duality disappears temporarily. There's a time it disappears. But whether the world of duality disappears or not, what is that which is always there? Seeing the duality being there, seeing the duality being not there, that seer alone is Satyam. Seer is Brahma. Even the Brahman is not a seer, the seer is Brahma. The seer alone is Brahma. There's never a time the seer is not. The perceiver is not. Isn't it? The perceiver is always there without this qualification of being the perceiver also. That teaches Brahma. Isn't it? Because Brahma alone is Satyam. Still Jagat is Mithya. Because it is not there always. And even for it to be there, it is very much dependent on the perceiver. What's existence? So here he says, Jagat is not Satyam because it is not there always. It comes and goes. It is not there in deep sleep state. It is not there even in samadhi. A person, the experience of duality is not there. This is the answer given by Acharya. No. Purupaksha again comes. That's why I said, lot of small, you know, questions based on what is being said. Sushupte agrahanam anya asaktavat. Sushupte agrahanam, non-perception. Agrahanam means what? Non-perception of duality, the world of duality, in deep sleep state is because, okay, because of the mind, because of the mind being preoccupied with something else, or because of the mind being non-functional. What he says, the world continues to exist. The world, the jagat, the world of duality continues to be there. The world does not disappear physically. There's no physical disappearance of the world, it does not happen. But what Purupakshi says, Sushupte, in deep, when a person is in deep sleep state, of course there is agrahanam, there is non-perception of the world of duality, the non-experience of the world of duality. That is, non-experience of the world of duality in deep sleep state is not because of the physical disappearance of the world, but because of the anya asaktavat. Because mind is preoccupied with something, or he says another, what we can say, when the mind remains non-functional, asaktihi means interest, anya asaktavat means attention is not there. Mind be, because of the mind being non-functional, because of the attention of the mind being not available, the world of duality is not perceived. That's all. But the world continues to exist, the world does not disappear. Is it clear? Therefore what? The world is real. Okay. This is a Purupakshi stand. Small things. You have to, a lot of clarity, enhancement, isn't it? These must be our doubts. Purupakshi's doubts must be our doubts. Just because I fall asleep, I cannot say the world disappeared. This is how we all have the same question, no? The idea is, yes, whenever a person falls asleep, a person means what? Whenever the mind is non-functional. What is sleep? A person does not fall asleep, really speaking. whenever the mind becomes non-functional, the function of mentation stops, the mind is passive, then the sense pods also cannot function, perception cannot happen. So you connect, contact with the world is not possible. So experience is not possible. Therefore, the world is not experienced, then the world is as good as non-existent. It disappears. The world, for the world to have the status of being existent, it must be known. For it to become the known, it must be perceived. For it to be perceived, sense organs must be functional, mind must be functional. That's all. So, isn't it? Therefore, the world doesn't disappear physically. This is Purapakshi's argument. Anyway, so Acharya is going to give the answer. Na sarva agrahanat. I know what is going running in your mind, okay? Sarva asaktavattu, what is this? Some Sanskritam students must be wondering, what is this? The mind is there. Anya asaktavattu. See, asaktihi means interest. Asaktam manaha means what? The mind which is interested is asaktam manaha. Anya asaktavattu means the attention of the mind is taken away from the world. The mind remains absorbed in something else. The world disappears. So in deep sleep state also, mind being totally passive, non-functional, attention of the mind is not available for the world. Therefore, the world seems to be non-existent. The world continues to be there. This is the Purapakshi's argument. Okay. Anyway, still the world is very much dependent on the perception to have the status of being existent, to be experienced. Isn't it? And for it, the mind has to be it's dependent on the function of mentation, function of sense organs. And for them to be functional, they are dependent on the presence of the Atma. That is, absolutely the world is dependent on the Atma for its very existence, to be perceived, to be experienced, to become the known, to have the status of being the existent, is dependent on the very presence of the Atma, existence of the Atma. Therefore it is mithya. Okay? That's what we're going to understand. Okay, now Shankaracharya says, have you understood Purapakshi's view? Have you understood that? Okay. Now Shankaracharya gives the answer. Na sarva agrahanat. What he says, because he said anya asaktavat. In sleep, the attention of the mind is absorbed in something else. So the world is not perceived, but the world continues to exist. Shankaracharya says, no. Sarva agrahana, there's sarva agrahanam. It means in deep sleep state, there's total non-perception of everything. Non-perception of everything. There's nothing is known in deep sleep state. Nothing means what? There's no world of, there's no duality is perceived. There's no world of duality experienced in deep sleep state. But still duality is there. How? Duality is unmanifested. The duality remains. Okay. This unmanifested world of duality is there in deep sleep state also. Duality remains unmanifested. Dvaitam, avyaktam dvaitam is there in deep sleep state. Vyaktam Dvaitam is the waking state. Vyaktam, again, different type of Dvaitam is in dream state. Avyaktam Dvaitam is there in deep sleep state. So he says, but there's no duality perceived in deep sleep state. Acharya says, agrahanam, there's non-perception. Grahanam is perception, agrahanam is non-perception. There's a non-perception, non-recognition of everything. Non-recognition of, there's no perception of anything at all in deep sleep state. So what? It is not real. The world disappears. The world disappears. It is not available. Which means even though the world is existent, the world loses the status of being existent in deep sleep state. It loses the status of being existent because it is not known. It is not known. So for the world has to become the known for it to be, have the status of being existent. For it to become the known, it must be perceived. For it to be perceived, to be experienced, it is dependent on sense organ, the function of sense organs, the function of the mind. And the mind can be functional only when there's manifestation of knowledge. In the sense, only because of the mere presence, with the existence of the Atma, the Brahman, mind becomes functional, mind remains non-functional, mind enjoys its existence first of all. Therefore, the world is absolutely dependent on the function of mind, function of the mind, function of sense organs, for it to become perceived, to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent, which means the world, even though the world exists, it has no independent existence of its own. Even when the sense organs are not functional, even when the mind is not functional, can the world appear? Is it possible for one to experience the world of duality? No. It's all the mind. Mind has to be functional. Only then my world can be experienced. And for the mind to be functional also, mind is dependent on the Atma for its very existence. And where's the question of functioning independently? Therefore, mind itself is mithya. Sense organs are mithya. And for all of them to be functional, the body has to be there, it is mithya. Therefore, external world, here is the entire world of duality, the never known duality, is mithya, which is purely dependent on Advaitam Satyam. Non-dual reality is Satyam. The world of duality, the never known duality, division, which is seemingly there, is mithya, which is dependent existence. Is it clear? So now Purapakshi again comes back. Jagrat Sapnayoho Anyasya Grahanat Satvameva Iti Chet. Now he wants to put, what is next doubt now? See, new doubt. Any answer comes, he'll come with a new doubt. What is the new doubt now? The previously he said, Acharya explained why the world is mithya, why the world is not real. Even though it is experienceable, even though it is perceived, still it is not countable as reality, it is mithya. Okay. But now he says, okay, sarva agrahanat, the world is not there in deep sleep state, it disappears. In samadhi, it is not there, it disappears. It is real, it should be there always. It is mithya, he said. it's not real. Now he says, okay, when it is not experienced, it is not real. Very nice. If it is experienced, then it should be taken as real then. So the world of duality is experienced in the waking state, that should be taken as real. Whatever is experienced is real. Whatever is not experienced is not real. He takes that way. Jagrat Swapnayoho Anyasya Grahanat Sattvameva Iti Chet. World is real because world does exist. It exists. Because what do we say? When the world does not exist at all absolutely, Brahman alone appears as the world. Okay? It's only seeming appearance. The seeming. Seemingly, the world of duality is seemingly there, not really there. What is really there is only Brahma. That's what the teaching is. And if it is real, it must be there always. It is not there in deep sleep state. It is not there in samadhi. Therefore, it is not real. That's what he wanted to say. But now he says, just because it is not experienced in deep sleep state, you say it is not real. That means when it is experienced, it will be taken as real then. So the world of duality experienced in the waking state and the dream world experienced in the dream state should be taken as real. That is Purapakshi's argument. When it is experienced, it is real. When it is not experienced, it is not real. That's what he wanted to say. So he says, Jagrat Swapnayoho. In the waking state and in the dream state, Anyasya Grahanat. The second thing is perceived. Anyasya Grahanam is there. In deep sleep state, one just remains as oneself. In deep sleep state, you are just yourself. Whenever you are just yourself, you are Brahma. When you are otherwise also you are Brahma. If you remain, you are just yourself. Unfortunately, in deep sleep state, you are yourself, but not knowing you are yourself. In deep sleep state, every individual remains as Brahma, one's own Swarupam, the only reality. Without any effort, no identity is with Anatma, body, mansions, complex. No identity with any attributes of the Anatma. No identity with the, no superimposition of limitations upon the self. There's a no attribute. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. No attribute is there. So attributelessly, okay, without any superimposition, without any erroneous perception, you are just yourself. Then what happens to Jagat? Jagat remains unmanifested as total ignorance, as your own Swarupam. Unmanifested knowing power is what? Remains inseparably as one Brahman, isn't it? The whole Jagat remains unmanifested. When the Jagat remains unmanifested also, where does it exist? Unmanifested, undifferentiated world of plurality, duality also exists in Brahman. It is not outside of Brahman. And the world remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. The world is not available for experience and perception. And the world remains inseparably with Brahman. Even then, in the form of total ignorance. When the world becomes manifested also, it is non-separate from Brahma. The manifested world of duality is also non-separate from Brahma. Unmanifested also is non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, the world has no independent existence at all, whether it is manifested or unmanifested. Whether it's available for experience, whether it is not available for experience. It's always non-separate from Brahma. There, it has no independent existence outside of Brahma. Therefore, unmanifested world is unmanifested duality, is also mithya. The manifested duality is also mithya. Unmanifested duality is what? Karana dvaitam is mithya and karya dvaitam is also mithya. Is it here? There's always duality is not there. Duality is there, but duality is not real. It is mithya. The knower known duality remains resolved, unmanifested in Brahman. It is manifested also, it is non-separate from Brahma. So being non-separate, it has no independent existence, therefore it's always mithya. Okay. But what he says, mithya means it's not real. So Bhagavad Pada explained first, the world is not available for experience in Sushupti and in Samadhi, therefore it is not real. But he says, if it is not real just because it is not available for experience, then it is available for experience, it should be taken as reality. So what he says, Jagrat Swapnayoho Anyasya Grahanat Sattvameva. If this is what is held by Purupakshya, Acharya wants to give an answer. What does the Purupakshya say here? See, Anyasya Grahanam is there. There is experience, perception of the world of duality in the waking state and also in the dream state. Therefore, the world exists. But the world exists. You can't say the world doesn't exist. The world, you can't say the world is not real. What, just because it is experienced in the waking state, the experience in the dream state, world is real. The world of duality is real. This is Purapakshi's argument. Why the world is real? Because it is experienced. Experienceability is the criteria for proving the existence of the reality of the world. So here, be very careful. And of course, we know very well, a lot of things we experience, but we know it is not real. Like sunrise and sunset we experience, but we know it is not real. Of course, anything experienced, anything known is jadam. Anything jadam is mithya. It has no independent existence. There's one, you never forget that in Drishya Viveka, you would have noticed that, isn't it? Yajjadam, yadrishyam, tajjadam. Anything known, anything is an object of experience, knowledge is inert. And no, the known is an inert object. And inert means it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya. But here he says, doesn't give all those things. Just because you're experiencing the world of duality in the waking state, you cannot say it is real. Just because you're experiencing a world of duality in dream state, you can't say it is real because it is only seeming, it's only appearance. It's not really there. Acharya gives the answer, na. Even in the waking state, even in the dream state, the world which is experienced is not real. Though it is experienced, it is not real. Why? The nast means what? Na means no. Even though the world of duality is experienced in the waking state, it is not real. Just because it is experienced, you can't take it as real. Not satyam. It is mithya only. Mithya means what? It is not unreal. It's not tucham. It is as though real. Be very careful. The world is unreal. It's a wrong translation. The world of duality, experienced or unexperienced, it is mithya. It is as though. It is neither real nor unreal. And what is, it means, it's only appearance of Satyam Brahma. Mithya world of duality is only appearance of Satyam Brahma. Brahman alone is Satyam. Okay, you can't say world is unreal also. Therefore he says, make very clear. So no, na means what? Na means no. Just because the world is, world of duality is experienced the deep waking state, we cannot say it is real. And just because there's a different world of experience, world of duality experienced in the dream, we cannot say dream world is real as well. No world experienced is real. In fact, nothing is real other than Brahmatma. Anything else which is other than Brahmatma, which is experienced, is non-separate from Atma Brahman. Therefore, it's only appearance of Brahman. It is only mithya. It is not real, nor is it unreal. It is as though real. What is as though real is nothing but non-separate from Atma Brahman. It's only appearance of Brahman. Brahman alone is, Satyam Brahman alone, the absolutely real Brahmatma alone is in the form of as though real world of duality. Okay. So Advaitam Satyam, Dvaitam Mithya. It's not Tucham. Avidya Kritatvata Jagrat Swapnayoho. He says, so what? Even though the world of duality is experienced in the waking state and also in the dream state, it's all projected by ignorance, caused by ignorance. Jagrat Swapnayoho Yad Anyat Grahanam. That world of duality which is experienced other than once, second thing is perceived, the perception of the second thing in the form of world, or the perception of duality in the waking state and in the dream state is what now? Is caused by ignorance. Avidya kritam. Ignorance of the truth. If ignorance of the reality is not there, then you, if there's knowledge of the reality, then you will not see the duality to be any more as real, isn't it? So avidya kritatvat, because of ignorance alone, it is possible for you to perceive the world of duality in dream and waking state, and you can mistake it to be real also. So jagrat swapnayoho tad avidyakritam. Avidyakritam. Tad avidyakritam is what? The perception of world of duality in deep, in the waking state and in the dream state is purely caused by the ignorance. Avidya abhave abhavat. Avidyayaha abhave dvaitasya abhavaha. Okay, when there is no more ignorance of the truth, there will not be world of duality. What does it mean? There won't be world of duality. It means the perception of duality will be there, but you will not mistake the perceived world of duality to be the reality. Understand? It's very important. Bhagavad Pada never denies the experience of duality. World will not go anywhere else. It will be there always. But the perspective change will be there. You will not mistake this duality to be real anymore. Why? And you will see the world being non-separate from yourself. Therefore, it is not real, which is dependent on you for its existence. Therefore, it cannot be a source of any problem. It is as though what is not really there. So that which is not really there cannot be a source of fear, cannot cause any harm to you, isn't it? A non-existent snake cannot bite you, cannot kill you. You say non-existent means what? It's as though, it's not really there. It's an appearance. Rope snake cannot kill a person, cannot bite a person, cannot, isn't it? Cannot inject any poison. It's only in your experience. It's only in your perception. The same way, the world of duality is only in a perception experience. Okay. That's what Acharya says here. Avidya kritam. Avidyayaha abhave dvaitasya abhavaha. So avidya abhave abhavat. The world of duality being mistaken to be reality will not be possible in the wake of knowledge of the non-dual reality being one's own self. See, as long as ignorance of the rope is there, so long it is possible for you to see, mistake the rope for a snake. Erroneous perception, error in the perception is possible as long perception of the rope is possible, as long as the ignorance of the rope is there. When the ignorance of the rope is resolved in the wake of knowledge of the rope as a rope, you need not drive away the snake. The snake will resolve in the very rope itself. It's called a cognitive resolution of snake in the wake of knowledge of the rope being the rope. The same way, as long as you're ignorant of the truth of the universe obtaining as yourself, for you the world of duality you're experiencing will be very real. Dvaitam will be very real. As long as Dvaitam is real, then there'll be fear, there'll be mortality, there'll be limitations. Which means your identity is with the Anatma. If you distinguish yourself, you discover the truth of the entire universe obtaining as your own essential nature, and you see yourself being non-separate from the only truth of the whole, you see yourself as the truth from the standpoint of the truth, in the wake of the vision, clear ascended vision, you can see the world of duality being mithya. In spite of experiencing it, you can see the world of duality being mithya. It is not there really. It's exactly like as long as a child does not see the water being the truth, the child gets engrossed in the enjoyment of waves running here and there. When the child's attention is turned away, taken away from the wave forms and the ocean form and the water, the standpoint of the water, one can see, in spite of seeing the plurality of waves, duality of wave, ocean wave duality, still one can see absolutely what is there is only water. The same way here also, the shift has to happen. So it's a cognitive shift, isn't it? I sense must be removed from everything cognitively and must be resolved in consciousness, abstract reality. The standpoint of consciousness, one has to see the knower is also Brahman, the known is also Brahma, knowledge is also Brahma. Nothing exists outside of, no wave exists outside of the water. No ocean exists outside of the water. It's the grossest example. The same way, there's no knower at all other than the abstract formless reality consciousness. There's no knower. How clear you are when you say illuminator is light. There's no illuminator other than the light. There's no knower other than the Brahman. The knower, the known is dependent on the knower for its existence means even though known is also non-separate from the knower. That's why we have to say too, you know, that samanadhikaranyam, you have two samanadhikaranyams. When you see yourself in seeing one's own essential nature, the knower, I the knower am Brahma, when you say, there is aikya samanadhikaranyam. Aikya samanadhikaranyam means resolving one's one's own self, as in the resolving the knower in the truth of the knower. When you say the known world is non-separate from the known world, does not have independent existence at all without the knower being there. Therefore, the knower is Brahma, the known world being non-separate from the knower Brahma is also what? Mithya. Understand? It's called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Resolving the world as something which is non-separate from the world, non-separate from Brahma. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Remember this? Aikya Samanadhikaranyam, Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. The knower is non-separate from Brahman means Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. The known world is non-separate from Brahman because it's dependent on, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is, cannot be counted as a separate entity. Not second thing, other than Brahma. Therefore, it is Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. How it is negated is mithya. It is as though. Why it is as though? It has no independent existence at all. It can never have existence of its own. It is non-separate. Understand? Okay. So, now the world of duality is mistaken to be real only because of the ignorance. Even if you perceive the world of duality in the waking state, still you can say it is as though. The world of duality is as though there in the waking state. The world of duality is as though there in the dream state. The world of duality is as though not there in deep sleep state. So as though there, as though not there. So what does it mean? It is not absolutely real. It is empirically, relatively, objectively real. That's why it's not satyam. But what is absolutely real is Brahma, which one should say where I should be resolved. As Pujya Swamiji says, we don't care whether the world is real or not. I am affected is the problem. The fundamental problem is centered on I. You should see Aham Brahmasmi. I am safe. That is why Atma Gyan is so important. You have to see by all this studies, by all this learning, what you want to discover is that you are free. You are free. I am free. If you say I am free means who am I, which I am free. That is what is freedom. I am free means Aham Brahmasmi. As Brahman, Aham free. Therefore, Sushupte Agrahanam Api Avidyakritam. He says, even non-perception of duality in deep sleep state also is caused by ignorance, he says. Very interesting place. I have to stop here. Yes. In deep sleep state, non-perception of duality is also caused by avidya. The perception of duality available in waking and deep sleep is also product of avidya. So world is unmanifested world also is avidya. Manifested world is also avidya. Okay, how? We'll see tomorrow. Was it clear today? Because very interesting. Tomorrow's answer is going to be very interesting. Sushupte agrahanamapi avidyakritam. Non-perception of world of duality in deep sleep state is also product of ignorance. I mean, caused by ignorance. Not only perception of duality is caused by ignorance. Non-perception of duality, world of duality is also caused by ignorance. That is the Purupakshi's answer. Okay? Okay. That is very important thing. We'll see tomorrow. Very subtle teaching is going to be there, followed tomorrow. What all you heard today, you forget, okay. But you must hear what all you heard today to understand what is going to be said tomorrow. The Purupakshi's words, Acharya does not make it very explicit. Like, because in conversation, you know, unless you know the context, you can't really understand what exactly is meant by the Purupakshi or by Acharya. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow.
Swamiji, sorry. Yeah. Just the last bit, right? So I understood Yadanyasya Grahanam Gras Jagrat Swapniyoho Tad Avidya Kritam, right? And then it says Avidya Bhave Bhava. That's a bit. Just the last bit.
One second. Avidya abhave abhavat. Avidyayaha abhave. See, avidyayaha abhavaha is equal to avidyabhavaha. Avidyayahe, avidyayaha abhave. It's called, no, in the absence of ignorance. I mean, I was talking about the absence, okay? When the ignorance is resolved, then world of duality is also resolved. Abhavaha. So resolution of the world of duality, cognitive resolution of the world of duality happens when the ignorance is resolved. Avidyayaha abhave dvaitasya abhavaha. Dvaita prapanchasya abhavaha. Maybe I should add some sentences on my own and send it, I think. Avidyayaha abhave dvaita prapanchasyapi abhavaha. Abhavaha means what? It is not physically, see, world of duality cannot be physically removed. What I said already, I gave the example of rope snake and the world, isn't it? In the vehicle of the rope as a rope, the snake does disappear for good. You cannot see the rope again, snake again. But in the wake of the knowledge of the non-dual reality, Satyam, Brahman, Ashwaswarupam, still the perception of duality will be there, but you will not take the world of, the perceived world of duality to be real. Got it? That's what he says. How long is it real? Taking the world of duality real means you take it, oh, it really exists. The world of duality really exists. How? You, the snake, really exists. Because you don't see the rope. You don't know what Brahman is. You do not know your own Swarupam. Therefore, the world of duality really, it exists. It is real. Everything that is world is real. Experiences are real. The pain is real. Pleasure is real. Everything is real, real, real. And you see yourself become being the victim of the problems also. You're suffering. I suffer. I have the problems in life. It's all because of what? Isn't it called? Avidyakritam. So avidyayaha abhave dvaita prapanchasyapi abhavaha. Abhavaha means the world of duality does not become absent. It will continue to be there, but it will not have the, it will not be validated as real. You will see, when you see the rope and you say, oh, is it the snake? It's only a snake. Snake is only, it's only appearance of the rope. If you say, you're not, even if you see the snake, okay, oh, the snake is only, it's only rope alone appears as the snake. Oh, there's no real snake. There's no fear. The only reality, Brahman, I am Brahman, I the reality am Brahman, I the reality am alone appearing as this world of duality. Means, how can you become the victim of anything? You will become free from the notion of being victimized by the world. That is freedom. World means all situations, every small things happen, we become so affected, isn't it? Physical illness and other things. That's the idea. Is it clear today? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.